This is episode number 920 with the medical medium, Anthony William. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Thomas Edison said, "The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition." And Benjamin Franklin said, "The best doctor gives the least medicine." I am excited about this one because we have someone who has global reach in the space of medicine and truly how to heal yourself, Anthony William. He's known as the medical medium, and there are millions of fans around the world who listen to everything that he shares, that reads everything that he puts out there, and has truly seen transformation from the inside out, from his teaching, from his work, and from the source of compassion. Now, if you don't know who Anthony William is, he's the originator of the global celery juice movement and number one New York Times bestselling author of Medical Medium Cleanse to Heal, Medical Medium Celery Juice, Medical Medium Liver Rescue, and so many other books that he has done. And he was born with the ability to converse with the spirit of compassion, who provides him with an extraordinary, accurate health information that's far ahead of its time. Since age 4, he's been using this gift to read people's conditions and tell them how to recover their health. I know it's kind of crazy. And for those skeptics out there, you might be asking yourself, well, if there's nothing backed by science or research, how does he know if it's true or not, what condition you have and how to heal yourself? Well, if you're skeptical, then make sure to listen to this entire thing and let me know your thoughts at the end. Again, he's helped heal millions of people around the world with his teachings. And in this interview, we talk about how he has diagnosed symptoms that doctors and science couldn't, what it was like to intuitively know what people were suffering from since he was 4 years old, the importance of detoxing, and what we need to know to keep cleaning out our bodies, and his top 3 to 5 things we shouldn't eat, which absolutely shocked me and saddened me because some of these things I truly love to eat. I'm very excited about this. Again, the number one New York Times bestselling author, Anthony William. Let me know what you think about this episode. Tag me and tag Anthony, the medical medium, over on Instagram. Share this with a friend, lewishouse.com/920, who you think could be needing this type of information, who could truly use it to support their life and their health. Again, thank you to our sponsors, and I am so excited about this episode. Let's dive in with the one and only Anthony William.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the School of Greatness podcast. Very excited about this. We've got the medical medium in the house. Anthony, good to see you, man. Thank you for being here.
Hey, great to be here.
Very excited about this. You've already read my entire health analysis. You've read everyone in the room. You've read 30 people on the way here.
Yeah.
And so now you're about to fall asleep because you're exhausted,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had a day already.
You had a day already.
Yeah, time for a nap.
And you've gotten a crazy story as we were getting to chat about this beforehand. You've been doing this since a young age where you've been connecting to source, spirit, to read people to see about their health conditions.
Yeah.
Anything they might have before the doctors know about it, before research knows about it, you're able to somehow channel information and read people to see if they have a disease, if they have inflammation, if they have a tumor, if they have cancer, any of this?
Yeah, that's all of it. All of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Painfully enough, all of it. Started at age 4, heard a voice that was clear, like, you talking to me now? Like, we're talking? And that voice is the spirit of compassion. That's what's told to me till now. And I hear the voice perfectly clear, just like your best friend's talking to you. So it's not a channeling. I mean, the channeling thing would be cool if I could channel, but I can't. You know, so that would be cool. And it'd be cool if things would just pop into my mind, but they don't. It's a real voice in real time that I could actually partially block because it's like, you know, it's like somebody's standing there and they're talking to you. But it makes it really difficult because it means there's no escaping it. Doesn't matter if I'm tired, doesn't matter if I'm whipped, doesn't matter if I'm beaten down. Doesn't matter if like, you know, it doesn't matter if I can call it a day and say, I just want to call it a day. If I'm around people, it's going to come through. And it started at age 4 with my grandmother with lung cancer. Nobody knew she had lung cancer.
What, so we started with that.
Well, it's just, well, I had to say, you know, you have lung cancer.
At 4.
But yeah. But every day after that, they're from there on out, anybody around me, you know, I'm age 7, age 8, age 9, age 10, you just have to live with it. And you have to, you know, you have to, it's like being in the classroom as a child, being in classroom with a classmate next to me. And then spirit of compassion is saying, he's got meningitis, so you better say something. So I told the teacher. The teacher was alarmed, got upset.
You probably got in trouble a lot.
Got in trouble. And
the parents are like, stop.
The child was
trying to save people.
Yeah, and the child was perfectly fine. And the child said, I don't know what that is. What is it called? You know, I was like, no, it's meningitis, and you're actually really sick. And so she called her parents in, called my parents in, called his parents in. And everything was fine. And then it was like, you know, I was the bad guy, of course. But next morning, he didn't show up to school because he was in the hospital with 105 temperature, pushing 105 temperature with meningitis. So it's always been this whole time. And like you were saying, like, yeah, you know, when I got here, just getting here, you know, passing people, being in the elevator with people, just it comes through. There's nothing I can do. And you know, but look, do I get used to it? No, not really after all these years, but you have to live with it. You live with it. So it's just the best you can do.
Now I'm curious, because this is all fascinating to me. What's the difference between listening to a voice and channeling?
I think channeling is you're connecting you know, your own source, your own being, your own who you are, your spiritual source, your soul, your own spirit, is getting messages
from
beyond.
Anyone. Any other
anywhere,
soul
any,
from beyond.
Gotcha. Anywhere. Maybe people who have passed, you mm-hmm. know, they died, and maybe an angel. I mean, that's what people believe mm-hmm. out there for mm-hmm. sure, right? And so I think channeling is all of that kind of connection. I mean, and I think that's a beautiful thing. If someone's channeling and they're connecting to a source, I just love that. I mean, it's amazing, you know, and I'm always supportive. People say, hey, you know, I channel this person, I channel that. And I'm like, whoa, cool, tell me about it. And it's really cool. And the thing is that the difference there is it's not every second. Mm. It's not every minute. It's not information coming through that's advanced medical information. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening here. Spirit of Compassion is giving me advanced medical information. It's a head of science and research on chronic illness. And it's not a channeling because it's a voice directly in the ear. I can't turn off.
It's an actual voice like you're hearing mine
yeah,
in your ear. Clear. Is yeah, it in both yeah. ears? Is it in the side of the
It's
brain
mostly on one ear, which is the right ear. But you hear it on the left ear because Spirit of Compassion is always talking to me from the right side.
Wow.
But you hear it in both ears.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's like that.
So
it's like, you know.
When did you realize it was called Spirit of Compassion, or is that the name you gave
no,
the voice?
No, that's what he told me. So
it's a masculine voice.
Masculine voice. And, you know, people say, well, why isn't it a female voice? And, well, I guess for me at age 4, I needed to hear a man's voice or a masculine voice. I guess that would work for me. It's just really soothing. It's just, I mean, I always say, well, hey, I wish you were a female voice. You know, I'm kind of sick of your voice. Yeah, I've said that over the years. When I was younger, I'd be like, I wish you were a different voice. Do I have a choice? Can you give me different, can you switch it out? It's not. It's never been like that. Yeah.
What's the relationship you have with this compassion?
Well, the relationship.
Spirit of Compassion.
Spirit of Compassion. The relationship is ebbed and flowed. It's, you know, it's.
Do you ever get angry at Spirit of Compassion? Oh, do you ever say, leave me alone?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
say,
when
I
was
don't
younger,
want this?
It's hard to actually live with it. When you're going into your teenage years with mm-hmm. this, just forget it. And Spirit of Compassion has always told me that there was something that I had inside of me that was able to. Basically, they're taking a chance when they give this gift to someone. The chances, are you going to live or die? Are you going to be able to make it? Are you going to be able to survive it? Are you going to be able to, you know, function like everybody else or anybody else? But I always say, look at all the people that are sick that could barely function, right? And they're suffering and they're struggling. Look at all the moms that can't get out of bed to feed their children. Look at all the people that have the severe chronic fatigue syndrome and the fibromyalgia and the mm-hmm. Lyme disease and all the things that science and research dropped the ball at. Because if science and research had all the answers, everybody would be better. And so when I realize how many people suffer and struggle with chronic illness, I don't get mad anymore about having to deal with Spirit mm-hmm. of Compassion and having to hear his voice in my ear all the time, like coming up here to do this podcast with you. And I don't get mad or upset anymore because I say, well, just think about all the millions of people that found the medical medium information. They've healed. They found the celery juice from Spirit of Compassion, and they know about celery juice now because of Spirit of Compassion, and they got this information, and they're getting out of bed, and they're getting out of mattress island, and they're getting off of couch island mm-hmm. because they've been stuck on their couch in their bed, and they're functioning, and they struggled and suffered. I should even get upset about the fact that Spirit of Compassion's been in my ear, you know, basically, you know, putting so much pressure on me and such a hard job all these years since I was a child, robbing me of what I wanted to do in my life, robbing me of like a normal life, right?
Right.
Because I think about it, what does Lewis do? Well, Lewis got his thing going. He's doing his podcast. He's living his life, the best life ever, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're totally doing it, and nothing's in your way, man. Nothing's in your way. There's nothing you can't accomplish or do, and I love that. Me, it's like, okay, All right, what does spirit have to throw on me now? How many, you know, I'm going to go half blind doing all the readings, just getting into the, I had to have my assistant with me, just getting into this building, because if I do 30, 40 readings on the way here, because spirit of compassion is going to tell me this person's got a back problem, this person's got a heart issue, this person's got diabetes, this person has a tumor in their liver, this person has, and if all that's happening, and as I'm, this person's going to get really sick down the road. This person's going to, and all this is happening, you know, it's, and it's bogging me down. I can't just say, you know what, this is really hard. This is bad because, you know, I want to have a normal life. I don't want to have to deal with this. I gave up talking like that a long time ago. Because when you see the amount of suffering out there and you see how many women and men are suffering and children, and with no answers, and they got the fatigue, and they got the tics and the spasms, the tingles and numbness, weak limbs, and they can't function, and they got the rashes all through their on their body, and the eczema and psoriasis, and who am I to just be cranky about the fact that I got to deal with this voice and have to, you know, write the books and had to talk to 250,000 individuals from when I was young until the publications of the medical meeting books, and I shouldn't get upset. I shouldn't. I should just think about the people suffering and struggling. And that's what it's always been. You know, someone said to me the other day, they said, you never talk about yourself. You never talk about your story, really. You never talk about, you know, your gift, really. You don't talk a lot about who Anthony William is. And I'm like, it's never been the Anthony William show. You know, hey, man, it's never been that kind of show. It's been, look at the amount of suffering out there, and let's get these answers to the people that are struggling and suffering. It's about them. It's about having their back. It's about, you know, someone has to have their back, because research and science doesn't. And I love research and science. I got friends that are scientists, and they'll tell me, look, hey, my kid got sick, and all the school I went to and all the science I know and all the studies and research isn't getting my child better.
Right.
It's, and the people that always defend the research and science thing is that, what does Anthony William know and stuff? They're what I call the not sick crowd. They haven't been to 10 doctors to find out that they wake up one morning and that there's no answers.
Mm.
There's no answers for celiac. There's no answers for eczema and psoriasis. Mm-hmm. There's no answers for any of the stuff that's out there.
What's the one where you have to like breathe something in and they vibrate your cystic fibrosis?
Cystic fibrosis.
Is that the one with a lot of mucus? One can cure it, right? It's just like you live with it and you deal with it.
And you go to a bunch of different neurologists and you go to a bunch of different doctors, and all of a sudden you start realizing, wait a minute, and you're swimming out there like, I thought you were going to save me. I thought all the medical schools and the universities and all the science labs and all, I thought you guys were all going to save me. And all the studies and all the studies that are out there, and everybody's citing studies and everybody has, you know, like the answer. Wait, no one has the answer. And there's millions of people going to doctor after doctor after doctor. It's never been about the Anthony Williams show. You know, that would have been cute. I've been asked to do a zillion reality series, TV series with Anthony Williams, the medical medium. And that would be all great. And then, you know, you do kind of some flash and you do, you know, you just, you do a fun show. But no, man, I turned that down all these years. I turned down the whole thing about it being about AW. I wanted about what it's always been. What Spirit of Compassion has told me since I was young, that it's about the person who's suffering and struggling with no answers, because, man, when you start getting your Hashimoto's thyroiditis diagnosis and you get your fibromyalgia diagnosis with it, and then you're now at two Lyme disease doctors, and then you're at some other person, and then you think you got multiple sclerosis,
right.
and then you got no answers, and you realize your whole life now is doctor's appointments.
And medications.
Or if you don't want medications, it's all natural stuff, but they don't know the answer either. Right. It's like what I always say about the vegans and the paleo people and the vegans and the animal protein people. It's like the vegans are all mad and the plant-based people are all mad at the animal protein crowd. The animal protein crowd, the paleo crowd, they're all mad at the vegans. So everybody say, you know, they'll say, hey, you guys are starving your children, feeding them lettuce. And then the plant-based crowd will say,
You're killing animals.
Right. Exactly, right?
You have no compassion.
Yeah, but yet none of them know what's causing chronic illness. None of them do.
What is causing chronic
and it's
illness?
Not, and a belief system's not going to save you. Like a paleo, plant-based,
keto,
vegan,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it tomorrow. Hey, there'll be a new name tomorrow, right? You can come up with one tomorrow, right?
Get rich off of it,
exactly, man. And you come up with a new one, but it's not going to give everybody the answers. And the reason why the medical medium information has survived is because it actually is fixing people. And I'm a guy who hears a voice. Think about how crazy that sounds. I mean, to somebody who's, think about that. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a minute. He hears a voice? Oh, sure. Yeah, whatever. Sure.
Right, right.
And you know, think about that, right? But that information has saved countless lives right now. And it's not me that saved their lives. You know, I'm not a smart guy. I've always said that. I've said that all the way going back. You know, I was 9 years old and explaining to a doctor about how viruses worked and how they mutated and how where we're going is it's all going to be about viruses. And that doctor said, "You're like a genius." And I said, "I'm not smart." And I wasn't. And I'm not. It's just because I'm a good listener. Mm. I could hear what Spirit of Compassion is saying, all the words, and then I take and I write it all down, handwrite it down until that book gets like this, a paper, and then it becomes a book that I give to people with that information.
Wow.
And then people are like, the guy's a genius. I mean, information no one's ever known about the medical, about the body, about all of it, about why we're sick. And it's like, no, I'm not a genius. I just know how to listen and write exactly or tell you exactly what's coming through. So that, I mean, that's how it's always been.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, "Oh yeah," or "I can't believe it," or "Booyah." But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Now, so what is the secret to ending chronic pain and disease then?
Well, it's all about pathogens, and people are unaware of that.
What's a pathogen?
Viruses. It's all about viruses. It's all about the Epstein-Barr virus. It's all about the shingles virus. It's all about the HHV-6, the simplex 1 and 2, the HHV-7, the cytomegaloviruses, and their mutations. Like, Epstein-Barr has more than one variety. That information originates from Spirit of Compassion. There's over 60 varieties of Epstein-Barr alone. And people walk around with multiple varieties of these viruses. They get the fibromyalgia, the Hashimoto's thyroiditis. They end up getting their Lyme disease diagnosis because of Epstein-Barr. And so that's one angle that has to be understood. Look, the only way you're going to win is if you're going to know what's wrong with you.
Mm. Why?
We can hide from that. We can ignore it. We can pretend it doesn't exist. Science research can not bother with it or even care. But the only way you're going to win is if you know what's wrong with you, because then you can know how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so what medical medium information is knowing what's causing your illness and then knowing how to fix it. Mm. So half the battle won is knowing the cause.
There's awareness.
Yeah, that's half the battle won.
Having the information about what's going on, correct information.
Exactly. The other half of the battle won is knowing what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key. That's how you win. Mm. That's how you recover and heal. Okay, eczema and psoriasis, right? Something that's plaguing women right now. And
psoriasis.
Men. Yeah,
it's
psoriasis,
skin
eczema.
Rashes.
Yeah. Both of those. What that is that's the Epstein-Barr virus inside the liver feeding off of copper. So that person has a lot of copper inside their liver. So the person with eczema has a lot of copper inside the liver. It could have come from copper pipes, from where they lived. It could have been from any place. Could have been, copper's easy to get. It's easy. Pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, air fresheners, all that stuff has copper in it, toxic copper in it. We're actually born with copper in it, so toxic copper. So what happens is that copper sits inside the liver, becomes a fuel, a food for a virus, Epstein-Barr.
They're feeding off of it.
Yeah, then it releases, the virus releases that copper byproduct. It becomes a dermatoxin. The dermatoxin leaves the liver and it surfaces through the surface of the skin. It sits up the skin. That's what eczema is.
So it leaves the liver and it comes through the skin.
That's what the dermatoxin does.
I dated a girl probably almost 10 or 11 years ago. One of the sweetest girls I've ever met. Still to this day, probably the nicest girl I've ever dated. We dated for about a year, and she had extreme eczema or psoriasis, I guess is what it was called at the time. And anytime she would get excited, it would go all over the place.
Yeah.
So when I would visit her, it was long distance, when I would visit her, she'd get excited and nervous, and it would just be all
the reason
over her back.
Why?
And when I would leave, the same thing.
The reason why is because adrenaline moves toxins around in the body. So when you have that dermatoxin coming out of the liver and it's floating around and everything's staying kind of calm, that the eczema psoriasis isn't bad, but you get into an emotional,
whatever, even if
it's any kind of state, even if, a good emotional state, a bad emotional state, that kind of state, anything like that can trigger off the adrenaline. The adrenaline pushes basically
the toxins out.
Well, yeah, the adrenaline is epinephrine we're talking about. We're talking about an amphetamine kind of. We're talking about, it causes a rush. That's what adrenaline, it's kind of a rush. It can push that dermatoxin all around
to the
body
skin.
And then
wow.
you end up seeing more of it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What is the biggest, I guess, disease in America right now? What's the thing that most people are hurting from?
Well, you'll always hear it's a heart disease, it's cancer. You always hear that. It's like cancer, heart disease, but it's not those.
What is it?
It's everybody with a symptom.
Everyone's got a symptom?
Yeah.
Something different, though. It's not the same.
Almost everybody does. And the people that don't now will have them a little later. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, everybody is going to have a symptom.
What type of symptoms?
Could be headaches, migraines, neck pain, mysterious headaches.
Right?
Yeah, well, inflammation, a mysterious word to all alternative medicine and also conventional medicine. Unless you've been injured physically, then it's not mysterious. If you bang your knee or say you're doing a big workout. Yeah, say you're doing a big workout or you want to push more weights than you you thought you could handle and you're bench pressing and all of a sudden you cause a tear, right?
You'll get inflammation.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get inflamed, you'll swell up. But you know what it is. You go to the doctor can figure it out. Mm-hmm. And he can be like, you know, he can take a look and be like, well, it's probably this. Let's do an MRI. Let's take a good look at what that, you know, that tear is, that muscle tear is. And that's why I like science and research. You know, I like it because we have good equipment. We can kind of assess things. We can see injuries, right? It's amazing. You know, there's life-saving medicine. And I love that. And I know so many doctors that are in the life-saving medicine field where people get into car accidents. And if it wasn't for what we have, I mean, what would they do?
Right.
So, but chronic illness, symptoms, it's all mysterious. Vitiligo, eczema, psoriasis, lichen sclerosis, right? Rosacea, all mysterious, okay?
What do you mean by mysterious?
They don't know the cause.
They don't know why.
They don't know why people have it, and everybody walks around with all these things. That's just some, and I'm not even talking about the aches and pains and the diagnosis you can get with all of it. And so many women are walking around with tingles and numbness and migraines and headaches and back pain and neck pain and feet pain and plantar fasciitis, and it's endless the amount of ailments and symptoms people have every day out there. Whether it's, and I'm not even talking about the pre-diabetes or the hypoglycemia or even just the basics, right? Or someone's A1C being off. I'm not even talking about the basics. I'm talking about just dozens and hundreds of symptoms that people have that are mysterious. I call that the worst of it all because all of that is being ignored as if it's normal. Like we're supposed to have all these symptoms, like that's supposed to be normal? Like, it's not, but we're taught and trained for it to be the new normal. And I think it just protects research and science because they don't have the answers. So then here's the hard part. Then it gets blamed on women. It gets blamed all on women because here's how it goes. You get symptoms and you see a couple of doctors, you're gonna get diagnosed with autoimmune. The minute you're diagnosed with autoimmune, what that means is the system, science and research, big pharma, everybody, they believe your body's attacking itself. So they believe through a theory that they believe that your immune system is destroying itself. So if you have eczema or psoriasis, your doctor believes that your body's destroying itself. It's not the doctor's fault. Doctors are amazing. They're the most compassionate people I know. I mean, they just want you better.
They're doing their best.
But science and research teaches everybody that your body's now destroying itself. So it's completely disempowering. So the most disempowering thing is happening, and it's happening, it's like the biggest joke played on women, and it's the saddest thing to ever see it. What it is your body's destroying itself. You have a faulty body, your genes are bad, or you're just creating it and making it up. This has been told to women for years. Mm-hmm. So what do women do, and men, what do they do? It's like, okay, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The law of the land says that my body is destroying itself, that my body's immune system is destroying my thyroid with no answers. That's what women are told. Talking about disempowering, it's unbelievable how that is. It's the worst body shaming because it's basically saying you're at fault. So why is the woman at fault? Just because science and research has dropped the ball. Why can't they just admit, look, it's not your fault. You have something wrong. We just don't know what it is. Like, modern medicine doesn't know what's ailing you. So instead of going after you personally and saying your body's faulty and it's destroying you, or your genes are faulty and they're bad, why can't we just admit we don't know what's wrong with you and we're going to keep on looking. We're going to keep on looking.
Ego.
And we...
it's, ego gets in the way.
Right? It's got to be something.
They
got to
be like, I can say, I know exactly what it is, or I think it's this, or...
It's got to be something.
Yeah.
And so, right now, we have this, we're in this disempowering age. On a level no one's ever even understood or known about. Spirit of Compassion has taught me this, and I haven't found anybody that realizes it yet. I mean, until I explain a little bit and fill them in, and now you're like, whoa, right?
Right.
I mean, does this make sense?
It makes sense, yeah, yeah.
It's
but how do we, I mean, there's so many mysterious symptoms, you're saying, right? There's so many mysterious symptoms. There's going to be even more, it sounds like, in 5 to 10 years that are coming out.
It's unbelievable.
How do we prevent these things to the best of our ability so that they don't affect us physically?
Yeah, we have to know that behind everybody's symptoms, there's a pathogen involved.
A virus.
A virus or even bacteria in many cases.
Bacteria and viruses are the cause of all symptoms.
All of it. It's why it's not food that causes our illness. It's not food. See?
It's the virus that's
so
on
everybody,
the food.
So everybody's fighting over this. You like you
plant
got
based.
Yeah, plant based. You got the animal
only
protein
meat.
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're killing yourself with that food or you're on that food. But they all agreed no gluten. But yet, how come someone can eat gluten and be fine? I know people that are like 85 years old. They don't have the pathogens that everybody's getting and has and is passing around.
And they're eating bread all day. Yeah.
And they're eating bread all day. Okay. They're fine.
Right.
Sure, they get heart disease in the end. They get something else in the end because of accumulation of all kinds of different factors. But they don't get all these different symptoms that young people are getting. We're talking about young people in their 20s and their teens, younger than that, children, you know, in their early 30s that can't get out of bed. They can't function. They have to live off of caffeine. You got to live off your matcha tea, your chocolate all day long. Because if you don't have your chocolate all day long and your matcha
energy,
tea
yeah.
and you don't have your caffeine, you don't have your coffee drinks, then you don't have energy. But why don't you have energy? That's a symptom
That's
all in its own. That already is a symptom. But then if you got to be on your coffee drinks and caffeine and chocolate and you don't have energy, that you're trying to fix that with there, but you're also getting other symptoms all the time, like you're getting, you know, hot flashes and heart palpitations all of a sudden,
migraines,
or you're getting a little
migraines,
a little bit of fatigue, or you're getting some strange symptoms in different ways, or you're getting a skin problem like the eczema or psoriasis, then wait a minute, you know, that's what everybody's dealing with. Then everybody's playing the guessing game.
Right.
Do I go off of gluten? Do I go off
of dairy?
Do I go vegan?
Right.
Do I go plant-based? Do I go on paleo? Do I go on some other animal protein?
Not plant-based because the nightshades are going to kill you.
Yo, the nightshades? Do I go off the nightshades? Do I food combine? Do I do this? Do I intermittent fast? Yeah, exactly. Tomatoes? No tomatoes? What do I do? So it becomes this big guessing game. Then you go to your alternative doctor now because you're going to your conventional doctor.
Right.
Like, hey, he doesn't have the answers. He wants to just offer me a steroid and a drug or antibiotic. So
then you go to holistic doctors.
Then you go to holistic doctors and they're like giving
Here's
you this food allergy test and they're saying you're allergic to everything under the sun. You're allergic to banana, you're allergic to fruit, you're allergic to cilantro, you're allergic to this, you're allergic to that. Now you're really head screwed. And then you leave there, but you still don't have answers because you still got problems.
So you just drink water all day and that's
it. You drink water. But wait, that's a good question too. Everybody tells you drink more water. That'll fix you. It never fixed anybody that has chronic illness ever. That's what's funny about the celery juice. They'll say, hey, AW, you know, your celery juice is all water. That's why people are getting better. And I'll be like, that's a funny one because the first thing everybody does that's chronically ill is they increase their water and it doesn't fix them, you know? And, So
what does more water do for you? Does more water help in general? Should you be having a certain amount of water?
Does it help
flush out certain toxins or is that just a myth?
More water, no.
More
water helps.
The more hydrated you are, the...
It does help,
less
absolutely.
The more diluted the disease or the symptoms potentially.
It's like how come, you know, I've always recommended the lemon water for, you know, since I was a kid from Spirit of Compassion. I've always recommended it saying, because it flushes out the liver.
Mm.
Spirit of Compassion has always said the lemon water flushes out the liver in the morning.
Mm.
That's what it does. It flushes out those toxins and it flushes out the liver in the morning. And it's because it's so important, but does it fix you? It's a great tool for helping you. And there's all these other great tools for helping you too. Stay off of gluten. Stay off of dairy products. But why stay off of gluten? Why stay off of dairy products? Because this is what nobody knows. They feed bugs.
Mm-hmm.
They feed
the bacteria
Streptococcus that causes everybody's like severe acne, cystic acne, where they're broken out all over their back and their neck and their face and they're everywhere. And it actually causes that. When you feed the strep, you get the lymphedema, you get all kinds of different problems. You get swelling throughout the body. You get different symptoms. You get sinusitis. You get UTIs, chronic UTIs. So the gluten feeds Streptococcus, which is behind the UTIs, the bladder infections, the bladder sensitivities for a lot of women, and sinusitis and that whole thing too, mm-hmm. and the styes that people get and the conjunctivitis, that's all Streptococcus. So Wow. Stay off of gluten. But no one knows that's why you should stay off of gluten, and that's why the medical medium information is so interesting, and it's helped so many people because they get answers. It's like, wait a minute, and they're reading the books, and they're reading Liver Rescue, and they're reading them all, and they're like, he's giving answers. But here's the funny thing. I'm not giving any answers. Spirit of Compassion's been giving all the answers. Mm-hmm. I'm just writing them down.
Right.
And the information is untampered. There wasn't a thumb on a scale in some bogus study. They're because investors, they hire scientists. Scientists tell me all this time. They tell me all about this. Investors hire people with white coats and labs to try to come out with an outcome to suit the investor.
Right.
But you got to be careful, because if you disappoint somebody, then you may never work again in the field of.
So you have to give a favorable outcome.
Something has to come. So what happens with research and study, it's all kind of tampered with in so many ways, because it's all about, hey, it's about this product someone's trying to sell, so they want to get science behind it, so they get favorable outcome. Or it's conventional science, and then you've got the science war. Conventional science doesn't believe in alternative science, so they're at war. Conventional science doesn't believe food does anything for anybody, and that's the science that puts rockets into space. But yet, alternative science, there's a science war too. Mm-hmm. So who do you believe? I'll tell you who I believe. I believe the person who's sick, who can't get out of bed, who can't drop their kids off to school, okay? I believe that person when they say, I've been to 10 doctors, I still don't have answers, I'm still sick, and science and research has let me down. Mm-hmm. That's the person I believe. Yeah. I don't buy into studies and all that stuff that's had thumbs on the scale and all that because has been tampered with through financial either gain or financial influence. I don't trust that. I trust the person who's been on their hands and knees suffering and struggling, been through hell and back, and no one cares and no one gives a crap. No one cares about them. They don't care about them sitting in their home in Mattress Island. They don't care if they can get in their car, if their anxiety, if they have crippling anxiety. How many women and men have crippling anxiety where they can't even function, or brain fog? Oh my God. The amount of women that have brain fog that makes it so they can't even work their job or their career, or they can barely work any, they can barely function and take care of their families.
Their energy's drained.
Their energy's drained, right? I believe that. That's who I believe. I believe that that person has brain fog and can't get answers, because studies and research and science has dropped the ball for women's health disastrously. That's who I believe. You think I'm gonna believe research and science when all these women are suffering and struggling and they got brain fog and their migraines, their debilitating pain, and their body's in pain and they can't get answers, and they may look normal. Like, they may look okay. Friends might say to them, like, hey, you look great today. But deep inside that person's heart and soul, who's been suffering and doesn't feel at their best, and they have this brain fog and they're really hurting, they know that that's not the reality of it all. So people then judge them on how they look. They seem like
not
they're
the
looking
inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe those people, that's who I have the back of.
Sure.
And I take heat for it, sure. Take heat for the guy that puts out medical information to save lives and has been saving lives for years. I take heat for it. And I've learned along the way that the not sick people who have a problem with where I get my information, they don't like it. And they don't want to see people healing with this information. And I've gotten used to that.
Yeah.
But when you see the millions of stories out there that are just everywhere globally, the millions of books that have been sold globally, and they're saving lives, and they become people's Bibles because they've seen what it has done, and because they've been through hell and back. Those are the people I got their back, That's the people I look out for, but I want everybody to have the answers.
Yeah. So what is the answer? What should we be doing on a daily basis to
We've
got
to focus
us?
On a couple of things. One is that you have to know the truth, and not a truth that was paid for.
Mm.
Okay? Because those truths, those aren't truths. Not in chronic illness. The truths that have been paid for, so someone says, oh, here's the truth about this illness, or here's the truth about Lyme, or here's the truth about... No, any truth that's been paid for that, that's not the ones you go with. Here's the truth. The truth is we have pathogens, we have toxic heavy metals, and we have to learn about the foods that feed these pathogens. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn how to remove these pathogens, kill them off. We have to learn how to remove toxic heavy metals out of our system. And we have to learn how to use foods as medicine to do it. Mm. But when everybody's playing guessing games, yeah, because they're removing gluten, but they don't know why they should,
right,
they'll end up eating gluten again because they don't know why they should even, yeah, really remove it anyway.
So what does Spirit of Compassion tell you are the 3 to 5 things that you should never eat, or yeah, eat very limited amounts, yeah, like once a year?
The number one thing is eggs.
Don't eat eggs.
Don't eat eggs.
What?
Because the pathogens.
Oh, no.
The viruses.
I love eggs.
Look, take shingles virus for one. Like, Spirit of Compassion has taught me about what that virus does, right? As far as what symptoms it creates. The shingles virus, and science research doesn't know this, it creates trigeminal neuralgia. That's what it creates. So the shingles, you don't even have to have a rash anywhere in your body, and you can have gum pain, jaw pain, mm-hmm, neck pain, ear pain, head pain on the side of the head. You can have body pain. You can have all, the shingles can do all of this, right? It can make your gums feel like they're burning. It can make your face feel like it's on fire. It can cause all these different things. And the shingles virus feeds off of eggs. So when you're eating eggs every single day, you're eventually going to get the shingles virus, mm, if you have it, because everybody has the shingles virus in their system. Most everybody
has one.
It's
going to be
one.
Heightened. It's going to be heightened. Elevated.
Maybe you had an emotional experience that knocked you down really good. Maybe your immune system, yeah, has been down because you're zinc deficient. Mm-hmm. That's a huge thing. That's why I'm always recommending zinc. And then you're eating eggs all day. Not all day. Some people eat them all day. But you eat eggs, right, every day.
Gosh.
3-4 times. That's the first food. Here's the thing.
So eliminate it. Never eat eggs or have them once in a while.
There's a big part of big pharma that's really dark that people are unaware,
yeah,
of, okay? That dark part of big pharma is 80, 90 years ago.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LEWIS.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Raise these viruses in labs using eggs as the virus's food. That's how it's done.
Okay.
So you got your fibromyalgia, you got your autoimmune diagnosis, you got your chronic fatigue syndrome, your multiple sclerosis, you got your Hashimoto's thyroiditis, your eczema psoriasis, your rheumatoid arthritis, or whatever you got going on, your Lyme disease now, because that's an autoimmune now. You got all these things.
From eggs?
No, the bugs that create all these illnesses were raised in labs and somehow escaped those labs 80, 90, 60 years ago. And because, and these bugs were raised on eggs. Wow. Eggs was the food. So they took a really great survival food, right? You like eggs.
Yeah, I love them.
You love them, right? So great survival food. They're easy. You make them in the morning. Yeah. You know, you just fry them up. Yeah, the protein, right? All of that. They took that food. They ruined it for us. Mm. So that's one example. Stay away from eggs.
All eggs, even if they're like your own chickens. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Look, if they're your own chickens, it's great. If they're organic, great. If they're free range, great. All that's great. It's better, but it's still going to feed. If you don't have a chronic symptom, you don't have a chronic illness, you feel great, nothing's going on at any level. Eat the eggs. And then if something comes up down the road, get rid of the eggs.
Okay, so that's number one. What's the next food we should never eat?
Dairy products.
All dairy.
Feeds viruses. It feeds the bugs. Feeds the bugs.
Milk.
Goat's milk, sheep's milk, whatever you want. It feeds, yeah. Kefir, it feeds the bugs.
Okay.
Yeah, milk, cheese, butter, the whole bit.
So butter?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So get the butter out of your coffee. It's the worst thing you could do if you're sick.
Even ghee?
Yeah.
Ghee's bad.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. The thing is,
again, if you're not feeling any symptoms.
None of this stuff is really bad. If you don't have any of the
symptoms,
okay. If you're not dealing with all the pathogens everybody has, if you're not dealing with the streptococcus and the different groups of strep that everybody has in their system, and if you're not dealing with the different Epstein-Barrs and all of that, if you're not dealing with anything, then you could probably get away with this stuff and eat it. Is it bad for you in other ways? Some of it could be, maybe, you know, whatever. And of course, you could always find a paid-for study that says eggs are good or milk. Of course, you can always find a paid-for study. But that paid-for study and everything else around it all, nobody knows why women and men and children are suffering like they are.
God, I love it.
With the heart arrhythmias that are mysterious and the heart palps and all the different body pain and the migraines and the tingles and numbness and the tics and the spasms. Nobody knows how any of that, and the fatigue, nobody knows what's going on or causing all of that. So then, you know, hey, wait a minute, but there was a paid-for study saying that eggs are really good for me. And my doctor recommended them because it's a great protein source. Let me just eat them and then try to do my keto diet with eggs. Let me try to do this diet, maybe stay away from gluten. But in the end, and I have total respect for everybody that's trying to experiment. Mm-hmm. And you know, you'll see it on YouTube too. You'll see like a few years ago, people being like, okay, I'm doing this. And then all of a sudden they're getting sick. Like, it's showcasing now because we have a documented record we never had before with people with symptoms. It's showcasing things now, like on social media. We're seeing it now where someone's like, okay, I'm loving my eggs. I'm doing it for like, you know, a year or whatever. And then a year later, you know, they're getting eczema and psoriasis and they don't know why. It's like things are we're seeing it now when we never even could see it before. Because, you know, social media is showcasing this whole documentation of everything in people's lives.
Okay. So we got no eggs, no dairy. What else?
Okay, those are the two basics. If
you eliminate that, you should be...
Yeah, and gluten's your third basic. That's your third. Those three...
So anything that tastes good, eliminate.
Whether you want to stay animal protein, whether you want to be vegan and stay vegan and plant-based, that's what you get rid of. Whether you're, you know...
Gluten, dairy, eggs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But you're saying meat is okay or plant-based is okay or the ideal...
Well, meat...
That you should be eating?
I'm a big supporter of plant-based.
Uh-huh.
Huge supporter, okay?
Is Spirit of Compassion a big supporter?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Plant-based. Total big supporter, okay? But I'm not anti the animal product crowd and what they're doing because I'm not against meat either. And I think that gets the plant-based people mad at me that love me. Mm-hmm. They're like, wait a minute, he's not against him? How come he's not against him? How come he's not fighting for staying away from, you know, animal products and stuff? Because the animal products, like, say, meat, right, doesn't feed a pathogen.
Mm.
So it doesn't feed a pathogen. So I can't take it personally, you know? Personally, I like plant-based.
Yeah.
You know, better, like on a personal level, but I have nothing against animal protein. Here's how it works. Like years ago when I used to do all the readings, you know, I worked on one-on-one individuals, 250,000 individuals for the last 35 years.
So people would come into your office, you would do a reading with them.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if I like an animal product or not. It's not about what I like. It's about what is going on inside the body. So spirit of compassion will be like this person has this, so they need to get rid of this food. So this person has, just say, for example, an HHV6, cytomegalovirus, or Epstein-Barr, or they got a streptococcus, and everybody's walking around with these bugs, by the way. And yeah, oh yeah, they are. It's just, it's unbelievable. And so spirit will say, you have to remove this food. Mm. So it's not a personal thing where I have to,
right.
where I have to all of a sudden pick a side.
It's just black and white.
I get it. Everybody's trying to get on somebody's team with the diet or a program that's working for them, and then they, you know, stay with it, and they try it, and then they go against the other side, right? You see it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to get on somebody's team. That's the way, that's human nature. That's the way we are. But I can't do that. I can't get on just the plant-based team, because I know through spirit of compassion that meat won't feed a virus.
There you go.
Dairy will. So then I'm like, no. Both sides. Well, of course, the vegans aren't going to do dairy, but both sides.
They might do gluten. Yeah.
But, you know, but they may want to do dairy someday. They may want. I mean, a lot of vegans break and they go on to cheese or they go on to something. It's
sure,
like, but if they know, no, wait a minute, this feeds this. The same thing with people that are eating animal protein. Stay away from dairy so you're not feeding your pathogens to keep your Hashimoto's going and to keep your, you know, fibromyalgia going and your chronic fatigue syndrome going. So it's really important. I can't take a belief system. Like, I can't side up with a belief system.
Yeah. Okay. Those are the three main things. Is there anything else that we should be...
And then it's about taking out the toxic heavy metals, taking out the mercury, aluminum, the copper. Yeah.
Look, is that fish or is that?
If you don't have a lot of metals, you'd probably eat fish.
Right.
You could have sardines, you could have trout, you could have salmon, you could have fish if you're not dealing with a lot of metals. But if you've got symptoms and you're dealing with issues and you're suffering and you're struggling, yeah, keep
more toxic metals in the fish.
Keep the extra metals out. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Keep them out. It's important. But getting the metals out of the body, bringing in the... If I can give tips to anybody out there, you know, watching this podcast, it's get on the celery juice.
And why does celery juice have more benefits than water? Why does it help you cleanse the toxins, I guess?
It's herbal medicine. It's an herb. It was missed by everybody. Everybody thought it was just good for crudité, right? Or maybe throw a celery stick in somebody's smoothie or juice or something if it's kicking around. And spirit of compassion has taught me, going all the way since I was a child, that it's a miracle medicine.
Really?
Yeah, because it's an herbal medicine. It has power that people don't know about, just like so many other foods have power. But this one particularly, it has a sodium cluster salt. So something called sodium cluster salts, that's a pathogen killer. That's different than salt. It's different than sea salt or anything else. But it's a pathogen destroyer. It starts to break down the membrane that's around the pathogen. The virus has a sheath around it. Mm. It's cell sheath. And the sodium cluster salts in celery juice start to wear it down and break it down. And that's just one thing. I mean, celery juice binds onto byproduct that people have in their body. So toxins from pathogens, it binds onto it and pulls it out of their body.
Wow.
So that's just a couple of things. I wrote a book all about it. I mean, those are just a couple of things.
Okay, so celery juice being one, what else should we be adding?
Get the heavy metal detox, the medical medium heavy metal detox smoothie in you so you can remove the metals. Mm. So if you're somebody with eczema or psoriasis or lichen sclerosis, you're somebody, any kind of like skin problem of any kind, rosacea, vitiligo, get
acne.
The metals out. Yeah.
Acne too? Or
yeah, sure, definitely. It even helps with that because streptococcus causes severe cystic acne and that's what's behind that, and it does feed on metals too a little bit. But what happens is that you want to get the metals out. Celery juice helps to flush the metals out once you've loosened them up with the heavy metal detox smoothie. Mm. So you want the medical medium heavy metal detox smoothie to pull that stuff out. That's one example. And these are just a couple of things you can do. Get rid of your gluten, get rid of your eggs, get rid of your dairy. Whatever side of the aisle you're on, whatever belief system
you're
in.
Just get rid of those things and add celery juice
and then,
in the smoothie.
Yeah.
And you should be healing yourself a lot
You're
better.
Moving forward.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, there's a bunch of other stuff you can do, and there's tons of information that I talk about all the time adding to all of this, but those are some starting points if someone's just going to listen to this and then just be like, well, what do...
Get started here, yeah. I'm curious about this. When you're walking down the street and someone has a really bad disease, yeah. solid tumor, cancer, and Spirit of Compassion is saying in your, I guess, your right ear, this part, what would it actually say? If someone had cancer or a tumor or a heart condition or whatever, what would it say to you? And then...
Well, you know, I on the way here in the car, okay? So, and, you know, I was in the passenger seat, and there was another car that, you know, real close, pulled up. And Spirit of Compassion said, the person driving that car next to me, I mean, they're really only a few feet away from me, just had sepsis. So just was recently diagnosed. Yeah, exactly.
What is sepsis?
It's just a blood toxicity, blood infection. Okay. You know, I mean, it's got a big range. You know, some doctors will call it this and that. It's basically a blood infection. And this person had a bacterial blood infection from being septic, you know, having that sepsis. And so so their kid, they just had a whole kidney problem. So it was kidneys, it was some other stuff going on. So that was just in the car right there.
Yeah.
And that came through. So it just started coming through right away.
And if there's someone who's got a serious condition that's life and death, that you walk by the street, would you actually stop them and say something? Or would you say, it's not my place to go
I used to all the time.
Really?
And when I was a child, I always tucked on shirt sleeves. Yeah, always did, all the time.
Do you feel like you have a response?
Well, it's how I built up my first clientele when I was a stock boy in a grocery store at age 13, 14. And
everyone coming through, you've got this.
And they'd be like, well,
fire you.
And the first thing they would say would be, do you know my doctor?
Right, how do you know?
Yeah, do you know my doctor? Do you know Dr. Smith? Like, how do you know? You know, it would always be like that. Or, did you get a hold of my medical record? Mm. You know, so it would
be. So you tell them something they already knew.
That's how it was easy to get a build up clientele at a really young age.
Right.
And then I'd be juicing celery, you know, instead of, you know, the owner of the grocery store got a juicer for me. Huh. So I can juice celery in the back and then bring it out to these customers that were pushing their carriages around you know, and I was 12, 13, 14 years old. And that's, you know, and because it was actually okay when you're that age doing it. It's just when you get older and you're on the street and you just don't want to tap
you're
on
like
somebody.
Weird, yeah. Santa Monica.
I was in the elevator with somebody, you know, just, you know, coming here. And, I was getting a reading. But you don't want to say anything.
But if it's life or death for someone, would you feel like it's not my place to say anything? Or do you feel like I really need to say something?
I did when I was younger.
But not anymore.
I don't anymore unless it's like an aneurysm that's about to blow.
Really?
You know, and...
Would Spirit of Compassion say this person is going to die soon?
So if I'm in the elevator with somebody and this person has an aneurysm and it's not diagnosed, like they don't even know about it. It's just no one's ever seen it or anything. I will say something.
And you would know...
And it's rare I come across, you know, that I'm next to a person that's got something like brewing like that. Mm-hmm. But when that's happening,
So you would actually know that they don't know?
Well, that's the thing. You don't know if they've...
If they've had information from a doctor
them for a few seconds.
Right.
See, I'm walking by somebody. Now, if I was having tea with this person, Spirit of Compassion can fill me in on the details. Like... Right. Has this person been going to see doctors? Is this person really sick with other things? You know, and I would go through everything.
Sure.
But this is just the elevator for 2 seconds.
2 seconds, yeah.
You know, if a person had an aneurysm, you know, that was about to, like, go real bad, then I might say, look, you should get to your doctor and get something checked out. And it's even, it's risky now. It was cute when I was younger.
Right.
You're talking about decades ago. The world has changed.
So people
I'm an older guy now, and I don't think someone wants some,
So
older
a lot of people
guy.
Coming to your office still, or do you still work with individuals?
You know, I had a waiting list in the millions in 2014, and I put off writing the books for a long time. I was supposed to start writing the books years and years and years ago when I was younger, and I... knew that if I went to write the books, I wouldn't be able to help the people out individually anymore.
Right.
So, because there's no time, I can't do both. Because it's different. It's not like I can go out and just find a ghostwriter and just give them some data and have them slap together a book. This is information coming from Spirit of Compassion. word for word. It's brutal. The process is brutal. Cleanse the Heal, I just wrote, and it's coming out soon. It almost killed me. And
really?
So, yeah, it's just the most comprehensive.
Why did it almost kill
you? Because you're getting the information, right? Word for word.
A voice.
Can wear you out.
And hearing
this
it, you're writing it down.
This book is 600 pages. It's over 200,000 words. And it's all intense medical information where every line is powerful to heal somebody. And it takes so much to do, right?
And so you don't do any research to like back any of this stuff?
No.
So you'll get a voice, you'll write it down.
Never hopped on a computer to look
research,
up this. Never, no, never
read
did.
A scientific journal.
Never.
Nothing.
And it's funny that you say this because it's making me laugh because someone else asked me that recently, and we were laughing about it because they're like, yeah, I can't believe it. You know, I can't believe it. And there's no citations in
no
the
citations.
Books. No.
It's
and
just spirit
it's
of compassion.
It's spirit of compassion.
One
all
page
the medical
in the back
information.
That says citation, spirit of compassion.
I mean, if there is a citation, it's one citation to something I might be talking about, but it has nothing to do with any of it.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like if you...
Another book reference that isn't about
not even
research.
A book. Not even a book reference. It'd be like something like you're referencing a moment in history. Mm-hmm. So then that's the one...
Martin Luther King Jr. Said this. Yeah.
I think my first book had two citations. It was referencing a moment in history. And so, but no, all the medical information from A to Z, from the beginning to the end, is original source of spirit of compassion, not somebody else's in another book. All the other books out there,
not someone
which
in the
I,
lab
I love,
testing
I,
things.
Yeah, all the other books out there. It's all this. It's all everybody's. It's all fair use, and everybody has it. And it's all either been in a study or it's all been floating around like that. And they keep on repackaging it. So it's not Candida anymore, then it becomes SIBO, but it's repackaged. And then it's all, everything's repackaged and then put back out. And that's why we're still sick. The medical medium books, it's all original and only from one source. And it's never been repackaged or taken from somewhere else. It's untampered with. It's pure. Mm. It's never been paid for studies which keep people sick. It's never had any contamination of interest groups and financial gain behind it. It's never had any of that.
Yeah.
It's only about what's really wrong with you, why you're really sick, and it's to protect humankind, this information. So, and it has stood its test of time. Even with all the flack because I hear a voice, even all, you know, what does he know? He's not a doctor. Are you kidding me?
You never
what about
any...
all the women that go to 20 doctors and they're in bed and they're losing their lives, and then they find information that no one's ever heard before that took them out of bed and recovered them? That right there is why I do it every day. And that's the information that comes up here. Could I've become a doctor? Sure. I could have went to school and become a doctor. It's not that that was like, you know, like you're not allowed to. No, it was the information was healing people since I was a child. And Spirit of Compassion said, you have to put it in the books. The waiting list was in the millions to see me in person back in 2014 by the time I got to that point. And I said, it has to go in the books. I can't do this anymore.
Wow.
And I used to do, like, 18 hours a day, 20 hours
really?
A day in the office, both on the phone and in the office in person for years and years and years and years. And
could you read someone on the
7
phone?
7 days a week, Lewis.
Could you read someone on the phone, too?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Skype, phone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Can you look at a picture of someone and read them? Or?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 7 days a week. And that's what I did.
Wow.
I had a, 18, you can reach me in the middle of the night. My 6 hours of sleep that I was granted, or that 5 hours of sleep I was granted, you can reach me if you called my emergency number.
Wow.
Okay? So someone has a fever, or they think they have an appendicitis, and they don't know if they need to go in the emergency room, or whatever it is, you could reach me, and I worked.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Doctors all the time. People say, "Oh, what were you doing?" And I was working with doctors. I had so many doctors that needed my advice and asked me to help them with their most difficult cases. that actually didn't have egos. They didn't have like
an
ego.
We don't know the answer. Help
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like,
we
okay.
We tried this. Didn't work.
The way doctors came to me originally was people that I was helping would tell their doctors that that I fixed them. And it was never me. It's Spirit of Compassion is information that fixed them. And the doctor, a good doctor, would be like, I want to talk to this guy. Because if he fixed you, I need to know. So then I would build relationships when I was younger. Yeah.
Wow.
And I built relationships with many doctors because they wanted to help more patients. So then he would say, Anthony, listen, I got this thing I want to talk to you about. So then I became this guy that was working with doctors. And then the doctors would send me their people to get answers for Spirit of Compassion. And this is how it was always done. But, you know, of course, you know, I mean, but the bottom line, it was always from the beginning as to make sure that when you're in that depths of darkness and that depths of despair and you've been through hell and back and you've had the crap beat out of you because you've been through so much. And we have enough problems in life. We have enough problems with relationships and things we go through and betrayal and trust and all the hardships everybody suffers from and losses to tack on symptoms and conditions and suffering with no answers from research and science just adds salt to the wound. It just kicks us down. There's so much we deal with every day with our environment and other things we're up against, right? Why do we have to deal with the suffering that we are up against all the time with this chronic illness, with everything else? Can't there be a break? And I've always been there for the people when they're, bottom line, when they've been in that depths of despair and darkness, no, you can get better. You can heal. And yeah, you've been to 20, 30 doctors. Yeah, research and science doesn't know what's wrong with you and they're blaming it on you and they're trying to disempower you. Yes, I get it. We can get out of this.
Yeah.
We can heal and we can move forward. And it's always been just about that. Not the Anthony Williams show, not the, you know, not whatever and everything else. Just want to make sure people get better.
So I love this, man. I'm curious, what's it like being in an intimate relationship with you?
You know, a lot of people have asked that.
Really?
It's no fun.
Do you have a partner or in a relationship
It's no fun. Yeah, I do. And it's no fun because what happens is basically there's no privacy ever in life. You know, it's always, you know, it could seem great because he's got the answers, you know. But then, you know, there's only so much you want to hear from, because it's like, wait a minute, I'm not hearing from him, from Anthony. I'm hearing from, you know, up there. So it gets divided. There's two people going
on.
So it's...
How do you manage the intimate relationship with someone when you're hearing
any kind of relationship, like a best friend or anything like that, what happens is when you're here, you know, they know Spirit of Compassion's there all the time. So you know everything they're telling me, it's being heard by someone else, by something else, you know. And people have always asked me, what is it, a ghost you're talking to? What is it, an angel you're talking to? Are you talking to a person that passed, a dead person? Are you talking to a person that crossed over? What is it? And that's always been asked of me all this time. And it's neither of any of those, you know. I'm not talking to a 13th century, 12th century physician. You know, I'm not talking to somebody that would, you know, I'm not talking to anybody like that because they wouldn't have the answers anyway. But no, I'm talking to the Spirit of Compassion. That's what I've been told. The essence that sits directly underneath God. And someone will say, well, God? I'd be like, well, what do you believe in that's up there, right? And someone will say, well, I believe in a light. It's just a light up there. I go, okay, well, Spirit of Compassion sits right there at the base or at the very, very edge
of the light. Yeah.
Of the light. Or the creator, if you believe in the creator, or the universe, or whatever it is you believe that just runs everything or is a part of everything or just a part of us. And that's what Spirit of Compassion has always told me. So if it's a close relationship or best friendship or close, whatever it is, on any level, they end up just getting used to the fact, oh, Spirit of Compassion's listening to, Spirit of Compassion's here,
sure,
knows everything. And then I'll end up saying things that Spirit of Compassion is saying. So it can get annoying for any best friend or any relationship or anything like
what
that.
What has this SOC been saying in the last hour?
SOC, it's funny. He's saying, good job getting the message across to the people that are suffering, because that's all he cares about.
Yeah.
He cares about the people that can't find their way and they need an answer, and he's he's hoping that I always keep to that message of making sure that there's a beacon of light out there for them. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, you know, good job putting that rope out so that people can grab onto it.
Yeah.
That lifesaver. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to say you can heal. There are answers and you can get better and your body's not destroying itself. And your genes didn't go bad all of a sudden. And you didn't create it or manifest it, you know? We gotta be careful with that one because I'm noticing a lot of younger people who are getting symptoms and conditions think that they actually created the symptom or condition because they're not connected spiritually or something. And I'm like, whoa, that's not how it works. I find that the people who have suffered and struggled, the people who have been through something, the people who have had symptoms and conditions, they're the most spiritual of them all. Because, man, they've been through it. When you're down on your hands and knees and you're now praying to God, you're down on your hands and knees and you've been through hell and you just came back from a doctor's visit and you don't have the answers you need and you want to live your life and you get more spiritually connected than I've seen anybody. So I don't want anybody thinking that they created their sickness because you don't create your mysterious symptoms. That's a fall. That's a downfall that the research and science world loves. They want people to think it's them. Research and science protects research and science. It doesn't protect people. It wants people to believe that they created their illness, that they're at fault, that their genes are faulty, that their body's faulty and it's attacking itself. That's why they put those theories out there.
Well, I guess you are at fault if you keep eating the same foods that are causing the sickness. Isn't that your fault? But you may not know that you're doing it.
Well, there's pathogens in you that are feeding off of those.
Got it. We all have pathogens.
Yeah, about, so you can get away with eating some foods that you're taught are fine to eat. Sure, that's not your fault.
Right.
That's not your fault. We're not taught a lot about food either, it's not your fault not even educated. About that one.
Well, growing up, it was like, eat pizza because it's got dairy and it's got calcium, it's got all these things. I was drinking 6, 7, 8 glasses of milk a day growing up, and I remember always having like a runny nose and stuffy nose, working out and being tired when I was working out. And
feeding a little bit of strep, you know, because everybody's got strep in their system. So feeding a little bit of strep.
Yeah, just kind of always having a little bit of it.
See, dairy forms mucus because it's feeding bugs. That's why it's forming mucus. So it's feeding bacteria, it's feeding other things. So that's why it forms mucus. It doesn't form mucus in everybody. There's people that drink all the milk they want. They're not like coughing up loogies. They're not, you know what I mean? They're not coughing up. They're not blowing their nose every minute. Their nose isn't running. They're not coughing. But there's people who are susceptible because they have these pathogens and bacteria and viruses and stuff. You're drinking milk and you're feeding all those. And now you're just like, whoa, what is this?
I went to a private boarding school in eighth grade and I had a 5-gallon milk dispenser in my room. That was like a kitchen, like a commercial kitchen grade milk dispenser. And we'd fill it up every week and drink the whole thing every week. It was just like, that's what I lived off of was milk. Because it was told milk is good for you. Milk's going to make you stronger. Yeah. Milk's going to make you healthier.
Well, you know, there's always something in something that's good for you, right? A little something
calcium
like
is good for you.
Yeah, calcium is good for you. There's always something
Sure.
But then nobody knows what could go wrong.
Right. I remember when I got off milk years ago. I don't even remember the last time I had milk. Maybe I have a little bit of milk and coffee sometimes, but when I got off it, I started just feeling like alive, healthier, no more stuffy nose, like I could breathe, you know. It's just like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
You're not feeding your bugs.
Dairy, gluten.
I mean, that's just, and it's not just that. It's about knowing why.
Yeah.
Why those? Yeah. And so you're not playing a guessing game.
Right. You said you almost died writing this last book. It almost killed you. Now, do you think Spirit of Compassion would allow you to die in the future to write a book, to say a message, to help someone, to read someone? Do you think Spirit, SOC, would allow you to die? Or would he tell you, okay, pause. We still need you.
Oh, no. I get told that. Absolutely.
Really? So he says, okay, take a break. You're going to kill yourself.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely. Really? Absolutely.
And do you not listen to SOC? You just keep pushing through it, or
you know it's a combination of is when you had millions of people that were wishing they can talk
sick
to
you, yeah, yeah, that need help,
yeah, time is running out for
you
them.
Want to help them,
time is running out for a lot of them, right? I mean, I wake up early in the morning and I'm like, what can I do next? I just better get on that book. I better get that thing done, and I better get everything I can in there. You know, I could kick back and be like, well, all right, you know, let me just, you know, I'll go to the beach today, you know, let me go do that and whatever. But what about, I mean, the books have literally saved lives, and this book's going to save lives. There's a person out there that if I delay it any longer, might make the wrong move after they've already exhausted themselves in the worst way. And this could turn their life around in time. And I always have to think about them. It's never about me, you know? Mm-hmm. Like before we went on, you were like, hey man, are you exercising? What are you doing? You working out? You're asking me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I try to take a run when I can. Okay. You know what I mean? I try to ride a bicycle when I can. But I have to choose to put all that in that time and energy.
In the service.
Has to be in the service,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
And I'm hoping there's this day where, okay, did I do enough? Mm. Did I do enough? Because now I'll go and do stuff for myself. Let me go make my appointments. I'll go get a massage. Right. I'll go to the beach. I'll go do this and that. But right now, I try to take a run. I try to take, you know, a couple of good walks. I try to do what I got to do. And, but yeah.
You just got to put your own oxygen mask on first, right? What if you spend 2 hours a day working out, spending some quality time with friends, going to the beach, doing these things 2 hours a day for yourself, do you think you would have more energy and stamina to serve at a greater level?
That just took the whole morning, though. Just blew the whole morning.
Still got 22 hours.
If I got the morning gone,
still got 22 hours,
if that morning is eaten up, all like that,
it's got to serve you first.
Because it's not about that couple hours. It's about half an hour doing, getting there, you know, getting things going. It's about texting, hey, who am I with now? Who am I going to? And all this other time involved.
Schedule
next thing you know,
it,
man. Next thing you know, that 2 hours is like 5 hours you're talking about a day, because you got to make your plans. You got to be like connecting with the people you're going to go hang out with. You're going to, next thing you know, they're asking you questions. And now you're helping them with stuff.
Right.
And now your day's starting to go away. And then you went to the beach, but you got sidetracked. And now you're doing something else. Oh, that day was a little longer than planned. Next thing you know it, dude, you're on your vacation. You're on your vacation. And then
great boundaries. Just say, no, it's only these 2 hours for me. And then the rest of the day is
You know what? You know what? I love the boundary thing, right? I love it. But when people are dying, man, and they're sick, and you know you can get them the answers, and it's just a matter of, you know, you try to balance it right. But if I put up too many boundaries, someone's going to get hurt.
People are always going to get hurt.
No, I know that.
But what if you could last longer?
True.
And save more lives and help more people? Because you take 1 hour a day for you. Would that be a disservice if you died after your next book?
You know what? I will actually take your advice. I'll consider it.
Consider it? Come on.
No, man. I'm considerate, which is good news.
At least an hour a day. It's got to be.
Well, no. It's all seriously, though. I mean, you know, like, I'll go out and do a run for a little while. I'll try to kill an hour once in a while. Mm-hmm. Or I'll go, you know, I'll go hit a bicycle for a little while, right? So I try. But, man, is it hard. It's hard when there's so much to do.
I get it, man.
Yeah.
I want to keep going, too. But I know I got to take care of me if I want to help more people.
Yeah.
That's what I know for sure. Yeah. Well, you've got a new book coming out in a couple of months.
Cleanse to Heal.
Cleanse to Heal.
It's on Amazon now. Cleanse to Heal.
Pre-order it now.
Yeah.
Cleanse to Heal. It's all about cleansing anything out of your system that you need to get out so you can start healing. It's about...
The book is so packed. It's unbelievable. It's the most comprehensive book I've ever done. So medical medium information in there is packed, jam-packed. I mean, I talk about mono eating, different cleanses for mono eating. I got the 369, the medical medium 369 cleanse in there. I got the anti-bug cleanse. I got the morning cleanse. I talk about whether intermittent fasting is actually good or not, or all that stuff. I talk about like microbiome. I talk about the whole juicing and fiber debate out there where people are like, keep the fiber in, no juice. I talk about everything you could possibly imagine, but it's coming from up here. And it's
not from research.
It's coming from above the noise. It's coming from above the noise.
Okay.
Because when you get sick and you accidentally, you know, and then you realize, oh my God, I got to get into the noise to figure out what's wrong with me. And it's in the end, you're still sick and it turns out to be all noise. This is that freedom ticket the freedom ticket from the noise. And this book really, really is that. Mm. It's to give people finally a choice, like the other medical meeting books, that there is a way to heal. And I don't have to buy into all of the games that are propelled by financial gain. I'm all about that. That's fine. If someone's making some money and they're banking on something and that's just what they're doing in their life, absolutely. I want everybody happy. I want people to make money. I want people to do what they got to do. But when it comes down to chronic illness and it comes down to answers, it has to be pure and untampered with. Mm-hmm. The information has to be above the noise, above all that money game, above all of it. Mm.
And where can we get that? The book.
The book? Yeah. Get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, man.
I'm curious, what do you think your greatest weakness is?
My greatest weakness? I have a few of them, for sure, without a doubt. My greatest weakness is feeling someone suffering. Mm. But if you don't put yourself in their shoes, how the heck are you gonna really commit? You know, how are you really, really gonna commit? You know, if you don't feel some of their hardship and some of their suffering and some of their struggling, like, how are you going to really discipline yourself?
You gotta feel it, is what you're saying.
I think it's critical. I mean, I'm not someone who's sick. You know, you got the sick people out there, you got the not so sick people out there, and then you got a few people left that aren't sick. Mm-hmm. And even the not so sick people, I mean, they're struggling with a few symptoms and everything. And then you got the sick people, and it's important, because I'm not sick, because Spirit of Compassion has always given me the information to take care of myself and to tell me what's going on in my body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been lucky and blessed.
So you adjust. If something's happening, you're like, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to heal myself.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But it's my greatest weakness could be, I really do feel what people are feeling. And I call it a weakness because, it gets you. Mm. It gets you when you really can get in their shoes and feel that emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. And so... So I can't just put a wall up between me and that person.
You know?
If you were really struggling and you were like, Anthony, man, I can't even function. I can't even get out of bed. I can't do anything, and it's killing me, man. I wouldn't be like, hey, okay, no problem, Lewis. We'll figure this out. Oh, that sucks. That's
you would
awful.
Step in and feel it.
No, man, I feel it.
You embody the pain.
Yeah, because I can do the switch.
Wow.
And just be like, oh my God, we have to get you out of this now. We have to get you out of this now. And I think that's a big weakness.
Wow.
I wish I could shut that off and just be like, okay, no problem. Grab a pegboard.
Here's what you got to do, yeah.
All right, what? Okay, next, what? Huh? No, I can't, man. If you're suffering out there, you know, I know it. And I understand it is what I mean. Yeah. I understand it. So that's one weakness. And, another weakness is, you already called it out, is... I'm not saying, let me take 2 hours each day, 3 hours each day, run into some friends, I'm going to go down to the beach, let me just chill. Okay, get stronger that way, then I can work harder. And that's a good plan. I know that plan. A lot of people I know do that plan. I love it. But I guess that's a weakness. I should probably, but I choose to just try to
do your best,
push,
yeah.
Man. I try to push.
And when do you feel the most loved?
When do I feel the most loved? Well, there's different levels of it, you know? Like I feel a satisfaction in my heart when I know, like, someone, I mean, the millions of people that got the medical medium information, or the millions of people that learned about celery juice, thanks to Spirit of Compassion, because that's saving lives. And this is one of the medical medium tools. And you, when someone actually, something's changed in their life to such a degree, and they've come out, it's like Women's World publication, they publish a story, a medical medium healing story, like every month. Mm. And First for
That's
Women.
Cool.
Yeah. So life-changing stories of women that were suffering with 100 different symptoms, been through heck and back, seen so many doctors, and here they are. Their photograph is in Women's World, and they tell their story.
That's cool.
And because Women's World really supports me and backs me up because they see the healing stories. People have never seen this kind of thing out there before, meaning I hear that from doctors all the time, like, how are all these people healing from you? And once again, it's spirit of compassion. That's why. Well, how would I know how to fix anybody? You know what I mean? Like, right. Why would I know anything? Right. I just, you know. So when I get the satisfaction, your heartfelt satisfaction, that's the difference. It's not about, like, I'm satisfied. It's about something that happens mm-hmm. in your heart where you're, like, you're relieved. You're lifted. That's another person's life was saved or changed or healed or however you want to call it. Man, that's a big deal, you know. That's where the love comes cool. in. Meaning, it's not about somebody who loves me or not, or that kind of feel. Like, it's about, I mean, I don't, you know, it's about that.
Yeah, it's great, man.
I don't know.
Well, I want to ask you a couple final questions before we finish up. This one is called the Three Truths. So imagine it's your last day on Earth many years from now. You achieve all the dreams that you have, all the healings you want to have. You're able to impact as many people as you want to heal and get this information out there. You write all the books, everything. But it's your final day on this earth, and everything you've created has got to go with you to the next place. All the books, all the videos, this podcast goes with you to the next place.
It goes with you?
You got to take it with you. So no one has access to your information anymore. It's a hypothetical question.
Of course.
So imagine it's your last day and all this happened.
It's your last day.
Last day.
And you have to take everything with
you. All your creation, you've got to take with you. All your work, your message, SOC's message, everything.
Yeah.
But you get to leave behind three things you know to be true about your entire life experience, the wisdom, the tools, everything. Lessons that you would share behind. You could only share three things. Yeah. And this is all people could have to remember you by and your information.
All right.
What would you say are your three truths?
Wow. That's powerful. Good thing I got an easy break right now because Spirit of Compassion can answer it for
Perfect.
Me. So that's the fun
SOC,
part.
SOC, bring it.
That's the best part about it.
Three things.
I forgot to tell you, I do have it easy in other ways. Lots of easy ways. One truth is your body doesn't turn against you. It doesn't attack you. It doesn't destroy you. And your body's immune system doesn't destroy you. That's one truth.
Mm-hmm.
If that's left behind, then that's going to save countless lives in the future, whether I'm here or not.
All right.
Number two. Understand that love isn't real, or it's not anything at all unless compassion is attached to it. Compassion has to be attached to love, or you will fall out of love with regardless of whatever that is that you love, whether it's a person or a thing or a place. If you don't have compassion intertwined into that love and attached to it, that love will fall apart or cease to exist. So make sure that whatever you love or whoever you love or whatever you're doing, compassion is infused in it. And you will have a better life because of that. So that's number two.
Okay, and number three?
Spirit of Compassion's given me a few that could be number three.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to pick. It's a tough call, so. All right. I mean, personally, drink your celery juice, but I mean, that would be mine here, and I'm battling spirit a little bit about this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
make
you
sure
give me
you
three
drink
and
your
half.
Celery juice. Okay.
You get that one, and then one more if you want.
All right. We never know, right?
I think that's great. I think if that's what you think is your truth, if everyone drinks celery juice, they're going to heal a lot of things in themselves, and that's a great
whether
truth.
Whether they know it or not, it's going to help protect them at least enough. And, so here's the third. It's compassion again, and that's having compassion for yourself. If you don't have compassion for yourself, you'll never have compassion for others.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have compassion for yourself. You have to pat yourself on the back. That's how you destroy and wipe away guilt. That's how you destroy and wipe away shame, and that's how you destroy and wipe away broken trust. Whether you feel it in yourself or you feel it from others, you pat yourself on the back and you tell yourself that you're a good person and you didn't do anything wrong.
Wow.
You pat yourself on the back, you tell yourself you're a good person and you didn't do anything wrong, and you have compassion for yourself. And that right there.
That's a great truth.
Is the one.
Well, I want to acknowledge you, Anthony, for your ability to help people know the truth about themselves. And for the voice, whether people think it's crazy or true or whatever it is, you're helping people get clear. And clarity for a lot of people is peace and freedom. And a lot of people don't have freedom in their life because they're stuck in a prison in their mind, or their bodies are keeping them captive to having freedom. And so I acknowledge you for showing up every day and doing the work to serve people the best ability that you can. And for doing it when you get criticized by a lot of the medical world, the research world, the science world. And I acknowledge you for constantly showing up and using your truth to serve other people. It's really inspiring, man. And the book is out soon. You can pre-order it now. You've got a lot of stuff at medicalmedium.com. Is that correct?
Sure, medicalmedium.com. Go to my
Medical Medium on Instagram,
Facebook,
everything like that. This is the final question. It's what's your
day? YouTube. I just started doing YouTubes.
Great. This will be on there. We'll link to that on the YouTube video. This is the final question. It's what's your definition of greatness?
Definition of greatness. When you accept that we're really small down here on planet Earth, and that what's up there is way bigger. I think that's the definition of greatness.
Mm.
Because you take that self-absorption that we have here on planet Earth, and you move it aside, and you realize there's so much to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that we're on that. We're just a small part of what's really going on.
Yeah.
And then the ego drops, and then greatness starts coming.
Yeah. Hey, W, thanks, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
This is fun.
Thanks. It's been an honor.
There you have it, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it helpful, if you found it powerful, if you found it inspiring, useful for your life, then make sure to share the message with a friend. You can impact the people around you. You can change the lives around you by sending them this free resource and this interview with Anthony William on the School of Greatness podcast. Just text them the link, lewishowes.com/920. Share it on your Instagram story. You can literally transform a friend's life or a follower of yours life by sharing this message and spreading the word of greatness. You have the power to help and heal so many people. So please share with a friend. And if this is your first time here, leave us a review. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple, because that'll help us continue to spread the message of greatness and transform and change lives around the world. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for Anthony coming on. Make sure to check out all of his stuff in our show notes. We link up to everything that he's got going on as well. And I love this quote from Thomas Edison: "The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition." And I feel like this is what really our society needs right now, is understanding nutrition better and what we put into our body. And Benjamin Franklin said, "The best doctor gives the least medicines." You deserve the medicine of love, the medicine of peace, the medicine of hope and dreams, and truly the medicine of nutrition. Healthy, good nutrition will cure so many things if we just make sure we are aware of what we're putting in our body and how we're taking care of our health. I love you. You deserve to be healthy. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be whole. You are an amazing individual, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers.
Auto Trader.